Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Folks down at the beaches aren't having a problem with the early summer-like temps. Leave it to Mary Lynn Buckley to grab some flip-flops and head down to Coney.
The sun is shining, and it is officially feeling like beach weather.
Beautiful. It is gorgeous. Love the summer weather, especially meeting with friends and family, having a great time at the beach.
Miriam and Katrina say they waited long and hard for this.
Had enough of the rain.
And you got your cold drink.
Yes, we went to Ruby. It's her birthday, so we got margaritas. And what a beautiful day in Coney Island. Always.
It's the start of June, and it's officially heating up. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Mama says she's got her margarita and she's in good shape. How does MLB keep getting these sweet gigs is what I want to know. Enjoy it now, though, folks. Like we said, the rains are due back on Thursday. Heat remains as well, though. Police looking for the driver of a car, meantime, who struck a man not once, but twice over in Alphabet City. They got a 911 call about 11:30 last night. A pedestrian struck on East 4th Street and Avenue D. Police say they got there and found a 29-year-old guy lying in the road with trauma to the body. They rushed him to Bellevue, where he's in stable condition. Word on the street is that this guy was standing in the roadway when it was struck by a sedan headed northbound. Police say the driver of the sedan then made a U-ey going southbound, came back and ran the guy over again. I guess to make sure he got him, maybe, then drove off. Cops didn't really release the circumstances or motive if this was in fact deliberate, but they say it sure looks like it. The victim's name isn't released. So far, there have been no arrests. The investigation continues. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka sued interim U.S. Attorney Alina Haba over his arrest on a trespassing charge that was later dropped. You'll recall he was hauled off to jail during a protest at a federal immigration detention facility. Baraka is a candidate in a crowded primary field for the Democratic nomination for governor. The lawsuit coincides with the day early in-person voting begins. We'll have more on that later. The lawsuit seeks damages for false arrest and malicious prosecution. Also accuses Haba of defamation for comments she made about his case.
This is not about revenge or not about me going after individuals because I think they've wronged me specifically. Ultimately, I think this is about them taking accountability for what has happened to me.
So far, there's been no comment from Haba's office or anyone at Homeland Security. Meantime, New York taking Homeland Security to task over the arrest of the first public school student in New York, arrested by ICE. It's a high-profile arrest we told you about on 1010 Winds. City says the arrest could have far-reaching consequences, as we learned in this follow-up.
A legal brief supporting Dylan Contreras, who attended a remedial school in the Bronx, comes after a protest walkout by fellow students and criticism of Mayor Adams' response to the 20-year-old's arrest. The mayor said he doesn't want migrants to be scared to go to their court hearings.
Because if you deter people from following out the process, then you can create a level of people being fearful of our court system.
Adams said he has not spoken to Dylan's family, nor would he appeal to the Trump administration to stop similar arrests in a city with a sanctuary status designed to protect migrants who follow the law. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
In other news, the health department just put out its list of the top public health hazards New Yorkers are most at risk for. They do this every 5 years to inform people and to improve how the city prepares for future public health emergencies. The top hazards include flooding, as usual, infectious diseases, cyber attacks, a coastal storm, a pandemic, and high rent. Okay, so I tossed that last one in for free, hoping somebody would figure out a way to eradicate that. I digress. They compile the list based on an evidence-based risk assessment tool. Officials say flooding made the top of the list because of rising sea levels and intensifying storms due to climate change. They say that will cause a more frequent occurrence of flooding and in turn bring significant risks to New Yorkers. It's a family tradition of butchers which stretches back 200 years, and New Yorkers have made Lobel's Madison Avenue Butcher Shop a mainstay. Well, now the Boss Butcher is headed to Rockefeller Center.
Six generations of butchers dating back to the 1840s and a family name that has become synonymous with a top-quality piece of meat added up to zero pressure for Brian Lobel when his dad told him he'd be running the family's new old-school sandwich shop at 30 Rock.
There's no pressure. I'm not worried at all. When you have good teachers like that, things just come naturally.
Teachers like his dad, Mark, who says this location was a no-brainer.
Rockefeller Center, where you incorporate local businesses, local folks, tourists alike.
And what you'll get is a no-frills steak sandwich that goes back to the basics.
What's worked for us since 1840, and, you know, that's what we're doing here. We're bringing that old school vibe here.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at 30 Rock.
They say they used to deliver to Jackie O, who lived around the corner. And would you believe they say Lobel still delivers packages via bicycle door to door every single day. Mayor Adams says the removal of some 2,200 illegal firearms have helped to reduce gun violence around here by more than half. Actually, he says gun seizures have led to 3 consecutive years of shooting and homicide declines.
The last 5 months, we've had the lowest number of shootings and homicides in recorded history in the city. I just want that to linger out there for a moment, you know, because you have people running around saying the city's out of control, city's out of control.
Yeah, shootings are down 54%. Homicides have dropped off 41%. His announcement comes during our Gun Violence Awareness Month. The mayor and the police commissioner say it's not over yet, saying the first lines of defense is to get illegal firearms off the street. A hotel security guard on the witness stand today down at the Diddy trial. Eddie Garcia testified once he told Diddy he had video of that now infamous tape of him kicking Cassie in the hallway. Garcia says he was given an address 20 minutes from the hotel. Says that's where a bodyguard took him to a, quote, smiling and excited Sean Combs. Garcia says Diddy called him an angel, telling the court he handed over a USB drive containing the video and assured Combs it was the only copy. Says he also spoke with Cassie by phone and says she allegedly told Garcia, I have a movie coming out and it wasn't a good time for this tape to come out and she wanted it to go away. He says Diddy demanded his ID as well as that of his supervisors and then gave him a sack full of money totaling about $100,000. A few weeks later, Garcia testified Diddy contacted him and told him, Happy Easter, Eddie, my angel. God is good. Next up, the former chief financial officer at Diddy's company. A Long Island social media star known for pulling destructive pranks is now facing charges for those shenanigans.
His videos get millions of likes on social media. But now authorities say Kyle Vasquez is accused of making a mess at two businesses and not cleaning it up, pouring eggs and beans on himself. This employee of Wigwaw Restaurant in Center Reach says it happened before closing time.
You had to clean up everything.
Yeah, clean it. Yes.
And it was a mess.
Yes.
The 21-year-old pleaded not guilty. He had no comment, but as he walked out, he flipped his middle finger and then slammed his body into the emergency doors of the courthouse as officers yelled at him to stop. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
$20 says that judge sentences him to kitchen duty at one of those restaurants messing up stuff. Suffolk County Police also asking any victims of his pranks to give them a call as well, so more charges could be pending against this guy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.